That's true. Put Derby Line on the map for about a week. Hope it doesn't happen again now. Did either of you see Mary after she was committed? Both LaPierres shook their head. Decades of marriage had clearly linked them. I don't know anyone who ever visited her, Madeline told me. It's not the kind of thing you want to be reminded about, is it? People like to feel safe around here. It wasn't that anyone turned their back on her. It was more like, I don't know, like we never knew Mary in the first place. Chapter 110 Vermont State Hospital was a sprawling, mostly red brick building, unassuming from the outside except for its size. I had been told that almost half of it was unused space. The women's locked ward on the fourth floor held forensic patients, like Mary Constantine, but also civilly committed patients. Not a perfect system, the director told me, but one born of small population size and shrinking budgets for mental health care. It was also part of the reason Mary had been able to escape. Dr. Rodney Blaisdell, the director, gave me a quick tour of the ward. It was well kept, with curtains in the day room and a fresh coat of paint on the concrete block walls. Newspapers and magazines were spread on most end tables and couches. Burlington Free Press, The Chronicle, American Woodworker. It was quiet. So quiet. I'd been on locked wards many times before, and usually the general noise level was like a constant buzz. I had no idea until now how oddly comforting that buzz could be.